Happy Tuesday, Mark.
Happy Tuesday, Susie.
Yeah, welcome to 10 Minute Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff going on today.
We're going to struggle to get this in. It took us at least 15 minutes to start recording this. So getting all this has been a busy week. Getting all this in 10 minutes is going to be tough.
Mark and I are the Sidetrack Wonders today.
New t-shirts.
Yes.
Sidetrack Wonders.
I've roped you in. The team is growing.
See, we're already doing it.
Yep. Okay, down to business.
Business.
J&B Fulfillment has launched today.
Exciting. Drop shipping for those 11 warehouses?
Yep.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So what do you do if you are listening to this and you're not a smart e-tailing website client?
We have a form for you to fill out. We have a very special offer to help you get set up and get started and create some more selling opportunities for you. So wonderful. We'll link that in our
in the description below. That form will be there. And our team, you fill the form out and we'll drive the rest.
Yep.
Now, what if you are a smart e-tailing retailer, but you're not on our professional level package, which you must be to use supplier fulfillment and or dropship? Do we have an offer for those folks?
We do have some special offers. So we'll be reaching out today to any of those retailers who are not already on Pro. We've got a couple offers out there. Just go ahead and reach out. You can utilize our opt-in form that we'll have below, and the success team will take care of you from there.
And then to continue the flow,
mm-hmm.
if yep. you are a smart e-tailing retailer with a professional level website, there's no cost to add J&B. There's another form you fill out. We'll reach out to J&B, confirm all the details, and get you set up.
Yep, exactly. So just to reiterate some of the requirements, I think to ensure that you're eligible, you have to be on a professional website package with Smart E-Tailing. Fulfillment is an included service, so there's no extra cost there. You have to have your shopping cart enabled. You have to have J&B Supplier Sync enabled to ensure you're displaying those products. And shipping. You have to have shipping enabled as well.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
All things simple enough to deal with. And if you need help, we can certainly help set those up.
More exciting news.
We've been encouraging people and reminding them that we made some changes in the discounts tool and that needs a migration to happen. And we've also just released a pretty important enhancement to that tool.
We've enhanced the enhancement.
It's extra enhanced.
Extra enhanced with limited use discounts. This one's been requested for a while, right?
Yep. Yeah. And long ago, we had a version of that. It never worked the way we hoped it would. This one is really simple to use. You can use a discount and have it set for a certain number of overall uses or a use per customer. And so when you want to do something like a first-time purchaser discount, but you don't want to leave it hanging out there where they might use it over and over again, although not the worst thing in the world if they keep coming back and buying things from you. But if you do want to limit that, now you can. Simple checkbox. You can just limit that to one use per customer or 20 uses overall. Maybe you're doing some kind of call to action. First 20 people get to use this discount. You can now control that.
Mm-hmm. So if you've already migrated to the new discounts tool, that's ready and available for you to use. And if you haven't,
you
will hear from us.
What else is changing?
So we've already reached out to our retailers to kind of give a heads up. But we're going to be making some changes to the organization of site manager. And in particular, we'll be moving, items that are kind of around website configuration, a lot of like set and forget things over to settings to help clean up that menu bar a bit over on the left side in your site manager. So that change will be going live as soon as today. So you may see another email from us. This is a heads up. But just as a reminder, if you can't find anything, utilize that site manager search. It'll take you exactly where you need to go and even offer up some additional resources if you need them.
That's what I always find. I go searching for one thing and often I will be reminded of something else that I forgot about that's even more useful. So use that search. And like Susie said, if this goes live and you look at it and you panic just for a minute, just remember, we've just moved those down to settings. So most of that stuff you'll find in settings and it'll be easier to get to because it's just things that you don't use that often. There's no reason to have those sorts of settings scattered about. It was just part of the evolution of site managers. So
mm-hmm.
a little corrective measure to make it more natural to use.
So we talked about discounts. I think that kind of leads into spring sale. We're still pretty hot in spring sale season.
So much right? so that I think they're getting extended. A lot of the brands are extending their sales, right?
Yeah, there is some chat about brands extending their sales. So a couple pieces there. A reminder, so if you opted in to have our team add a brand's sale content to your website, we'll reach out to you to ensure that you want to extend and get your approval to, you know, continue to have that content on your website. So look out for that. So when we send an opt-in form for something that you already opted into and we're saying it's extended, just go ahead and fill it out and we'll take care of you from there. And if you're extending your sale, awesome. Let us know if we can help get the word out. And in general, don't forget to tell your customers.
Yes. What if they've seen that messaging that a sale ends on some date, they procrastinated, and they think, well, I'll just wait till next year. Let them know the sale got extended.
Let folks know if you're studying extending a sale, if there's yes. you know, something they should be paying attention to. I think those are all the really important updates, but I think we should close this Tuesday out with a very important question.
What's that?
Tacos or burritos?
That's a more complicated question than I think you realize. If you're talking about hard shell tacos only, definitely burritos.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, because there's a time and a place for that. But I prefer, and I think most people do, the soft shell tacos, which frankly are just tiny burritos.
This is true. And I overstuff them either way. So like, my tacos basically become just open-faced burritos. Open-faced burritos.
Okay, so eat whatever you like.
Yes.
And a lot of it.
It's Taco Tuesday.
That's the answer. Tacos or burritos? It's Taco Tuesday. There's no Burrito Tuesday or Burrito Thursday.
Well, enjoy your tacos.
Yes.
Well, enjoy your tacos.
We'll do.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.